The fast ferry bridging Bremerton and Seattle has been up and running since July. It cuts travel time between the two in half. And the quicker commute could entice some Seattle residents to head west with hopes of finding more affordable housing. But is that really the case? You're listening to KNKX, and 88.5's Kirsten Kendrick spoke with Kitsap Sun business reporter Tad Suter to find out.
It's not exactly the case. It's definitely true that homes on our side of the water are more affordable than they are in King and Snohomish counties. But we, like a lot of Puget Sound, have a real supply problem here. Just in July, there were probably about 600 homes for sale in the entire county, and the inventory has been dwindling. And so we're seeing that, especially in desirable areas like Bremerton, well-priced homes are selling really in a matter of days.
What is the median home price these days for a home there?
In the county, it's right around $300,000. And in Bremerton, it's closer to $200,000.
So paint a picture for us. How much has that gone up in recent years?
So the county in general has been increasing, you know, steadily but not drastically. But where we've really seen large price increases is in Bremerton. Just in 2016 alone, we saw the median home price in Bremerton increase by about 30%, and it's up another 17% just this year.
So what are you seeing as far as availability, and what about new construction in that area?
We are seeing some new construction. One challenge that planners are bumping into is that a lot of the buildable lands that are available in our county are in rural areas outside of the cities, and that makes it more difficult to create infrastructure to serve those communities, and it's not necessarily where the demand is when you're talking about people who want to live on our side of the water but commute to Seattle.
So let's talk about rents for a minute. Those are a problem as well. And where's the pressure on renters coming from?
Rents are also up, I think, about 40% since the start of 2014. And the average apartment rent now in Kitsap is well over $1,000 a month, which might not sound like a lot on the Seattle side of the water, but has been a real shock to people here. And one thing we've been seeing is an influx of investors buying large apartment complexes in our county. And they tend to buy up older complexes that they think they can add value to. So they've been spending hundreds of millions of dollars in our county on these complexes, and they tend to, you know, do some light renovation, fix them up a bit, and then increase rents. And that's one of the drivers for the rental increases we've been seeing, and it has displaced quite a number of tenants.
So rents going up, housing prices going up. You've done extensive reporting on this issue, and you're finding out people are not just concerned, they're scared.
Yeah, I think that's anytime we do a story about rents in our county, we get a ton of feedback from people who are really worried about whether they'll still be afforded to both live and work here. It's maybe easier if you live on our side of the water and commute to a good job in Seattle, but for the people who are established here and maybe don't have a high-paying job, their options are dwindling.
Well, speaking of people who live and work in Kitsap County, there's really kind of a narrow sector of folks who can really afford the housing prices or higher rents, right?
Yeah, Kitsap has a strong backbone of shipyard and defense employment, and those occupations tend to offer some pretty decent wages. Outside of that, we don't have large, say, manufacturing or technology sectors that would offer higher paying jobs. And so a lot of people who live and work here might be working, you know, retail or service industry jobs with lower wages. And for them, finding housing on the side that's affordable is becoming more and more challenging.
So what are you seeing in regards to homelessness, unstable housing, things like that?
Yeah, our service organizations have reported an increase in homelessness in our county over the last few years, and their resources are definitely being stretched thin. I think as we've seen people being displaced from these apartment complexes, a lot of times they're, you know, crashing with friends, couch surfing, and they're not necessarily people that we see out on the street, but it's still a real issue in the community.
Do you call this a crisis level at this point?
I think a lot of leaders in our community would say that we have a housing crisis, especially from a supply standpoint.
What are local governments doing to try to ease this?
So they've taken some steps. a couple of our cities have implemented multifamily tax incentives, which encourage new apartment construction, and that has been successful. We've seen a few new projects coming in because of that. There's been a real emphasis on homelessness. There was an initiative that virtually ended veteran homelessness in our community, but there's a lot more that needs to be done with that regard.
Todd, I appreciate your reporting on all of this. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
That was Kitsap Sun business reporter Tad Suter speaking with 88.5's Kirsten Kendrick via Skype about the housing market in Kitsap County. Links to other stories from the Kitsap Sun are available on our website, knkx.org.